When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So there's a big game. Indiana's playing Notre Dame, right? And I couldn't help but want to bring this up. And it's absolutely amazing to me what's going on in universities. So Indiana University requires their students to detail how their privilege caused oppression over subordinate groups. This class is required, is one of many that are required that are similar in nature in order to graduate. It addresses this issue of oppression. It determines who's privileged, who's dominant, and who's subordinate. And this allegedly fulfills the school's social and historical studies requirement that's needed to graduate. So students in this class were instructed to write an in-depth reflection of two parts of their identity. One, a subordinate identity, and one, dominant identity. And the documents that were obtained by the Washington Free Beacon reveal that the final assignment for the 8-week course was worth about 26% of the final grade. And it assumes that each student has at least one identity group that gives them power over their peers and another that leads to their oppression. So students were given a chart showing examples of dominant identities and subordinate identities. So the first example of the manifestation of social oppression is classism. The owning class, the upper middle class, and the middle class. For those of you in those classes, I'm not sure if you recognize that you are a dominant group. Examples of subordinate groups to that group are the working class. It's almost as if the middle class doesn't work, and of course the poor. Then there's heterosexism, where the dominant group is heterosexuals. The subordinate group would be lesbians, bisexuals, gays, and queers. Then there's ableism as a dominant group. Your physical characteristics, developmentally, psychologically. Able-bodied people are identified as a dominant group. The subordinate group is if you have some kind of disability. Then there's racism. And of course, the only race that is the dominant group is if you're white. Those in the subordinate group would be African American, Asian American, Latina, Native Americans, and multiracial people. I'm not sure of the mix in multiracial people if you're predominantly white in the mix, whether or not you move to the other side as a dominant group. We'll try and figure out whether or not that can happen or not. And then there's religion oppression. So if you're a Christian, you're part of the dominant group. If you're a Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, or atheist, you are a subordinate group to Christianity. And of course, sexism. Men are the dominant group, and the subordinate group are women and transgender. I don't know about y'all folks, but in my family, I am not the dominant group in my familial unit. That would be my wife. So I don't know who they're talking to, but in my situation, I am not the dominant group. So the way that this works out in the end, if you're straight, you're white, and you're a Christian, you are basically dominant over everybody else. And I think it was important to point this out. You may not realize that you have all this power, that you have all this authority. You have maybe lived your life entirely wrong, because maybe you haven't exercised the dominance that you truly have. And maybe there's a desire on your part to do so. Of course, the students went, you know, crazy. They were like, why are we being compelled to do this? Because I'm born white or I'm born as a male, all of a sudden I'm an oppressor and everyone else is the oppressed, and I have to make excuses for being white, Christian, and a male. And this is a requirement to get out of this university. I'm curious whether or not Indiana believes that Notre Dame is dominant and that they would be the subordinate. I certainly hope that Notre Dame is and put some ass whipping on Indiana this evening. So it's still going on, this issue in universities, still compelling individuals to apologize for their race, their gender, that they don't have a disability, that all of this, if the luck of the, it's purely, in many cases, the luck of the draw, right? You're born healthy. I mean, nothing rips my heart more than children who are not. But I don't think that should be identified as being dominant in any way. I know a lot of folks that have or find themselves in a situation that are physically or some other disability that they have that are small, far smarter than me, will accomplish far more than me on any given day. I meet them every day. But this just goes to turning people against one another in America. And why are we obsessed with there having to be a dominant group and a subordinate group? Why can't we just be all well-intentioned Americans? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.